Greetings out there in blind, cool tech land. I'm Jeremiah Rogers, and I'm going to talk to you a little today about my career, but more than my career, just about my life and sort of how I got to where I am and how I spend my time other than, or in addition to, I guess, my work. As I've listened to most of these career profiles, I've left them wanting to know more about the people than just about what they did or the education they had or the technology that they experienced along the way. And so I tried to think about some things about myself that might be of interest to others and maybe that I would like to have found out from these other career profiles and incorporate them into one of my own. This train of thought was really helped along by Robert Carter, whose review I greatly enjoyed a few days ago. I've never met Robert before, though I've seen his name on several email lists and other such entities. But after listening to his profile, I found that we had a few things in common, and that he was probably a fellow that I would love to share a handshake or a meal or maybe a beer with. So, Robert, if you're out there sometime, let's run into each other and have a chat. So I'm 28 years old, and was born in Anderson, South Carolina, though I've done most of my growing up in and around the Charlotte, North Carolina area. Many of you may or may not be very familiar with Charlotte, but Charlotte's a city of a little bit under 1 million people and is situated in the Piedmont area of North Carolina, which is about 2 or 3 hours from the mountains by car and about 2 or 3 hours from the beach by car. It's a great place to grow up and indeed a great place to live, and I'm pretty happy here. I went to public school all my life. I'm totally blind. I was one of the, I think of myself as an RLF kid, which used to stand for retrolental fibroplasia, but now they call it retinopathy of prematurity. I essentially got too much oxygen when I was born and messed up the retinas in my eyes. So I have had some light perception, but it's useless. For all intents and purposes, I'm totally blind and am pretty content that way most of the time. But I was mainstreamed all through school and was a fairly academically gifted student. My grades don't look as though I was academically gifted for in addition to being academically gifted, I was occasionally maybe more than occasionally academically disinterested. I was much happier to talk to my classmates or pick up on things, whether or not I did the work to show that I picked up on them or not. As a kid, I was pretty active. I rode a bicycle an awful lot and played an awful lot of backyard basketball when I was a little kid. I idolized Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the great Los Angeles Lakers center, and so I always wanted to be 7 feet tall and play center in the NBA. I was a huge Charlotte Hornet fan since the team's inception until they moved off to New Orleans. And so I always wanted to play for the Charlotte Hornets. Thankfully, I didn't grow to be 7 feet tall. I'm only 5'7", and after seeing some of the difficulties that taller blind guys have, I'm pretty thankful that I didn't come anywhere close to being 7 feet tall. But I tried to learn to shoot a hook shot and all that kind of stuff. So I had a pretty active childhood. As I got through high school, I discovered ham radio and computers. Just after Al Gore invented the internet, I decided that the internet might be of some interest to me, so I coaxed my mom into buying some computer equipment and got myself online and played and eventually learned a little bit about what I was up to. Between that and ham radio, managed to find a good way to gain some weight and lose that athletic inability that I had. After graduating from high school, I went to college for a while at UNC Charlotte, or now as they like to be known, at least academically, I mean at least athletically, just Charlotte, the Charlotte 49ers. You basketball fans may have seen in the NCAA tournament a time or two. But I transferred from there in the midst of my college years and finished up at NC State University in Raleigh. Spent about 2.5 years at each place and enjoyed both places a lot, but I got to say that NC State was where I learned a lot about myself, both academically and outside of the classroom. I became the man I am today, or laid the foundation for becoming the man I am in Raleigh at NC State. What a great place to go to school, and what a great time. Much like secondary school days, I was a less dedicated student than I was a capable one, so I managed to get by with not doing a whole lot of extra work, and consequently am now perhaps a less impressive person on paper than I could have been, but I wouldn't trade any of that for the experiences that I had or the fun that I had. I spent an awful lot of time running all over the southeastern part of the country with my college roommate, looking at minor league baseball. I have always been a huge minor league baseball fan, and the tickets are cheap, the hot dogs are, or were cheap, and we had an awful lot of fun learning an awful lot of stuff about a lot of different people and a lot of different places, chasing baseball all over the southeastern part of the country. I got my degree in public and interpersonal communications, which is essentially the study of relationships, how they form, how they die, how they are maintained. And it sort of centered on between romantic relationships and just general personal relationships, maybe relationships with your family or your friends or coworkers, et cetera, et cetera. But I found that stuff very interesting. However, my career has absolutely nothing to do with public and interpersonal communications. As a kid, I enjoyed playing with computers, and I liked taking them apart and putting them back together and having no parts left over and having them still work, or perhaps work even better than they did before I put them together, or before I took them apart. But in college, I got a little more serious about them and learned how to, I got to be an expert on Windows and on programs, just sort of the general operation of programs, and ultimately got to be a good troubleshooter. I was a good trouble creator, so anybody that's going to be a good trouble creator but not be interested in asking for help will become a good troubleshooter, or will need to become a good troubleshooter. And that's exactly what I did. So my career actually is in Braille production. I work for an organization that produces statements, any monthly correspondence for banks or utilities or telephone companies, all sorts of monthly correspondence in Braille and large print, and indeed on audio CD. And I help manage the network that we run there, the keeping people in business, keeping people working, and also to keep the Braille embossers and translator and all that stuff doing what it's supposed to do, and troubleshooting it when it doesn't do what it's supposed to do. I've been working at that for a little over 4 years now. I'm fairly settled in. They keep inviting me to come back every day, so I'm okay, I suppose. I am just about to work on becoming a much better programmer than I am now. I'm quite confident in my ability to troubleshoot, but I'm certainly not confident in my ability to program. I've kind of toyed around with programming a little, but only enough to be dangerous and certainly not enough to be considered competent or a professional at it. So I'm getting ready to go back and try to learn to do some programming. And I guess in my spare time, I spend some time. I'm a huge music fan. I don't play any instruments to speak of. I've kind of toyed around with about every stringed instrument out there, but I enjoy listening far too much to start playing. I'm a huge classic rock and roll fan and a huge, fan of the electric guitar in general. And have for the last several years, couple years anyway, been heavily addicted to the XM satellite radio. So I spend a lot of time listening to XM and messing around on the internet, surfing the web, and messing around with some JAWS and Window Eyes work. I'm fairly proficient with both screen readers and enjoy both screen readers. So I spend some time doing a little scripting or kind of beginning to play with some set files a little bit. Toy around with ham radio a little, and I'm still a huge baseball fan and a huge sports fan. Enjoy a lot of Major League Baseball. Anybody out there that wants to can send me some jabs, because my Braves got absolutely slaughtered yesterday. Not so much on the scoreboard. They lost 7-6 in 18 innings, but they certainly left an awful lot out there on the field. So baseball fans, feel free to fire away at me, and we can laugh together or cry together if we're Braves fans, and you can have good fun at my expense if we aren't. I used to spend a lot of time on All in Play, playing their poker and Crazy Eights games. I was Eights and Aces on there. So if any of you were All in Play people and saw my name, Eights and Aces, they're one and the same. Me and him are one and the same. And I'm a huge baseball fan and a huge college basketball fan, ACC basketball in particular. So I've picked up reading over the last, I'd say, 2 years or so. I got my book port about 2 years ago, and the book port certainly brought out the reader in me that was too lazy to deal with tapes and who enjoyed Braille but found it too bulky size-wise to be the medium of choice for pleasure reading. I'm an excellent Braille reader and am a strong advocate for excellence in Braille production and Braille literacy. I think Braille is incredibly important, and am happy to be able to read it and to be confident in my ability to read and write it. But for pleasure reading, man, there's nothing like a book port or an audible book. I don't care for talking books on cassette or on CD even. I'm a big Audible fan, I suppose you'd say. And have recently begun to get into this this whole idea of podcasting. I haven't started my own podcast yet, but I'm toying around with it, and we'll probably try to get one cranked up here in the next few weeks. So maybe it'll be of interest, and I'll find a way to get the word out to the rest of the Blind Cool Tech listeners. As I close, I will invite you to send me email or ask me questions or provide feedback if you like. My email address is jzr, that's Juliet Zulu Romeo, at Intrex, Intrex. .net. JZR at Intrex.net. Intrex is India November Tango Romeo Echo X-ray.net. And I'll be happy to correspond with anybody. And last thing I'll do is I'll let you know how I recorded this career profile. I recorded it on the Olympus DS2, which I bought as a direct result of hearing the way it performed on this podcast, and love this thing. It's really neat to play with. I do not have any microphone hooked up to it other than the microphone that's in it. So it's just using the built-in microphone. It is currently set on the fourth of the five quality levels. So I think it's maybe it's on stereo mode, stereo SP mode, I think is what it calls it. And I chose that because I personally don't like to hear mono recordings or recordings that have nothing in the background on either side. I prefer to have something in both ears. It just sounds better to me, so I hoped it would sound better to you. The recorder is actually sitting on my lap. I'm kicked back in a recliner, working hard at this podcast for all you blind cool tech listeners. Kicked back in a recliner, so I have the recorder sitting in its base, just kind of sitting on that board. And so I guess my mouth is probably a foot away from the microphone, and I've got some headphones plugged into it so that I can hear what you will hear and make sure that nothing crazy occurs or nothing crazy bleeds into the recording. So that's about all I have. But please feel free to contact me, and thanks a lot, Larry, for allowing me to run my mouth for a few minutes.